Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:05 in the morning here on the 5th of April, 2022. Good morning. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Jared's here. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Sorry about the stream this morning, my friends. The program was re-upping itself, so we had to wait till it re-upped. It just picks these strange times because we have it set up to do it like 2 in the morning, or 3 in the morning, and sometimes it just does what it wants. So thanks for fixing that this morning, Jared. And I don't know. Are you there?
I don't know
what happened in the FM, but it's back up. And I'm just, I do know what happened to the FM. We're having problems with our provider. And the provider is not putting enough bandwidth out. And so every so often, it just shuts down. At our local company, and he's having problems with the national companies. But it's frustrating because they still charge us. So, anyway. Am I being bitchy this morning?
I think you're fine.
Am I, Doug, being bitchy this morning?
No, Carl. You sound fine.
Okay. All right. Jared, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So what's the, what national day is it today? And then you can tell me the weather. Or you can tell me the weather first and find the
Gold Star Spouses Day.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's stand at attention for that one. Gold Star Spouses, The spouses of those who lost their lives in combat. Oh, okay. All right, what's the weather like?
It is currently 48 degrees. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 73, a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunny all the way up to 90. Not looking forward to that. High, low of 56. Thursday, high of 94.
You're looking forward to 90?
I said I'm not looking forward
to
that.
Oh, good. Gosh.
I want
94.
Rain.
You know what? Tomorrow, we're going to do... A show on, well, we're going to do at least a couple segments. Hopefully we'll have time to do segments on the drought. I mean, we were in Sacramento this weekend and the whole paper of the Sacramento Bee, the first, gosh, 4 pages was about what's going to happen this summer. They're saying it's going to be the worst summer yet. Now, how many times can you keep saying that, Dr. Craig? How many times can you keep saying it's going to be the worst yet for fires?
Forever. Until all the trees are gone.
Until all the trees are burnt down. They talked about that. Yeah. They talked about, the drought, everything. So, okay. So 94 on Thursday?
Correct. And then starts going down on Friday. High of 91, a low of 52. Saturday, a high of 78, low of 45. Mm-hmm. Sunday, and this is all sunny, high of 71, a low of 42. And then on Monday, it looks like we have a chance of rain.
Any chance of rain today?
Not at
none,
all.
None, nothing, right? I don't think so. Okay, well, the weather reports, and just the weather reports, not the weather, but the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business that is just, it's famous for its great service. Since all the propane comes out of one tank, it's the service that makes the difference, and it's the Kenny family who makes the difference. He's the one that put the ad out months ago that says, hey, look, it's going to be bad as far as the energy production in this country. He saw it coming in. He saw what was happening. But they continue to take care of their customers because they treat their customers as warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig in our regular show here. And, it was my turn to pick the subject. And I chose the Sacramento shooting and gun violence, which will, of course, expand out into other things. I'm wearing my gun shirt today because I'm going to teach people how to use their firearms in concealed carry classes. One class is for some ladies and who took that class over a year ago, but come out every month and they shoot. I don't know if this is a ladies' get-together, but they come out and they continue to grow their abilities as somebody who carries a concealed carry weapon. So, in Sacramento, they had 6 killed. I think it's 13 wounded now, 12 wounded. Some have been released. Most are still in the hospital. From being down in Sacramento, all you saw in the news was a continuous loop of people, different people saying the same thing. Down on K and 10th Street, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the bars close. And the streets are crowded. Now this is where it gets a little hazy here, because in Sacramento they never mentioned a car driving up and shooting, but in the LA Times they're saying that it was a car drove up and started shooting and then drove off. Now they do have a video of a car leaving at high speed, but they never mentioned that it was the car from the car it was shooting. It was just that multiple individuals started shooting in the crowd. The area down there has had its share of troubles, but not shootings, and which I'm going to talk about later too. By the time it's finished, I think it was less than a minute, something like close to 100 shots were fired, and 6 dead, another 12 or 13 wounded. On the news today, they arrested the second guy. The second guy was in the hospital. He had been shot, one shot. And it was the brother of the first guy they arrested. So, immediately the politicians start calling for more gun control, and in its tough form, in the state of California. We need more gun control. Well, how much more gun control? We've got the strictest, some of the strictest laws, well, for a state in the nation. You have to have a background check to buy a gun. You have to have a background check when you buy ammo. Every gun that's bought's got to go through a dealer. The only difference on that is you can pass a gun from a father to son or mother to a daughter, these things. But you still have to go to the state and tell them that. That's the law. And we teach how to do things legally and lawfully. What else? There's no ghost guns. There's no carrying of guns openly. You can have a concealed carry. It's just law after law here in the state of California. And yet the shooting, and the shooting happened, and they blame guns. And I have a real problem with this. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
My turn, okay.
Well, I just kind of told people what happened down there. I mean, it's horrendous down there. And here's the thing. Linda and her mom went to see Wicked in the same area, like a block over. And it's just like Fallujah or in Baghdad when I was there. We'd be in a gunfight on one street and literally drive one block over. And there's IED explosions. There's gunfire. You literally drive over another block and it's like nothing's going on. So they went down to see Wicked. No problems at all. They had a basketball game there. On Monday or Sunday. No problems. All this happened Saturday night or Sunday morning at 2 in the morning. K Street and 10th Street were blocked off, but everything else was going on. Anyway, so good morning, Doug Craig, and I'm going to take a break because we have to, and then you get the next segment.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay. Sounds good.
The one thing about, I love my in-laws. We saw the whole family down there. It was a big family gathering. But I'm so happy to get back. One, I'm back home. One, and being at home is great. But what's really great is getting back in that Sleep Number bed. Because sleeping on the trampoline, they call a bed down there, is not as good. is, I mean it. You get home, you lay down. I changed the settings on my sleep number. My sleep number setting last night went down to 60 from its usual 70, 75. Linda's sleep number setting went all the way down to 30. And I can tell you what, it was so great to get a good night's sleep. Did you know that people with sleep number beds get 100 hours more sleep a year? Yeah, quality proven sleep. And why not choose proven quality sleep from a sleep number? Because I can tell you, every great day starts the night before. You can save up to $800 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Early, this ends today. It's only in our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. It's a great place. Go on in there, see any of the people there. They're all pros. Or Sleep Number. See, if you go to their Sleep Number store, again, it's in the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin shop. That's Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Seasons Inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch on Sunday, April 17th. Brunch 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, omelet station, assorted sides and desserts. See the full menu and prices at windriver.com. Children 5 and under free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Leave Easter brunch to us and find your moment at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Everything's up and running. If your stream's not working on your computer, just refresh your page. Mine did that, and I just refreshed the page, and it's working. It's on here. 7:20 in the morning here on the 5th of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, our firearms dealer of choice. He has been in the business 12 years. He has competed against the big guys, and he is still there. He fights above his weight. That's right. He has a great selection of firearms, all the accessories. You can get your CCW there. Everything's, he has, everything in stock. Fair prices, and he gives discounts to veterans. All of this is at Bastiani Arms. He's open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I thought it was appropriate to have an advertisement for a gun store, and we're talking about murders and shootings, and not just Sacramento, but all of the United States. I think I saw one that had one shot and 12 wounded at it. I don't know, at a swap meet or a car show or something like that in Arkansas. So good morning, Dr.
Good
Craig.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be here with you. Once a month thing.
Yeah, where we discuss, we take kind of both, you know, we take a subject and then we kind of argue it from both sides. And then when it finishes, we're still friends.
Yes, so far.
So far.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Okay, good. You heard my opening statement about what happened in Sacramento and other places.
Right, and just as a reminder, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm not an expert at guns. I just found out yesterday this is our topic, so I didn't have a lot of time.
So you only brought in five pounds and pre-booked. 5 pounds, you know how much a pound is of just paper? Well, imagine 5 pounds of it and then two books and 3x5 cards, and he's got others beside him.
Yeah,
you didn't have time to do anything.
But that's all from before. That's not from yesterday. So I asked my wife when I got home last night, what's the one topic I know least about? And she said, she thought for a minute, she said guns. So she.
Well, it's not guns.
I know.
Yeah.
But from a psychological perspective, I can talk about gun violence. And, you know, there are some things about it that I am aware of. You know, for one thing, the United States is one of the most violent countries in the world when it comes to gun violence. Women in the United States are 28 times more likely to be killed by guns than women in other high-income countries. And our gun homicide rate is 25 times higher than other high-income countries.
But if you take a look at where most of the homicides are, they're in like 5, 6, 7 cities.
Well, let me address that.
Yeah, okay.
You took the whole first segment.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
So I came across this thing. It's from everytownresearch.org. And there is a clear correlation that U.S. states with weaker gun laws and higher gun ownership rates have higher rates of mass shootings and higher death rates, you know, per 100,000 people. So California, you're right, at the beginning of the segment, you said it was had very restrictive gun laws, and that's true. It's number one out of 50 states. It's number one. So it doesn't mean that, you know, California is a paradise where nobody gets killed with guns. But compared to Mississippi, which is number 50 and has virtually no gun laws, you know, California is extremely it's more safe than those other states that have weak gun laws and high gun ownership.
Well, how many of the homicides are suicides?
How many
homicides are suicides? Because it's part of when they say, oh, look at all the people killed with guns, a large percentage of that is suicides, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Look at our poor veterans. Yeah. killing themselves at incredible
rates. But that's part of the death by...
Yes, and it's something we should be concerned about.
We should be and so we should be very concerned by that. But when you wrap everything up, how many of the people killed are by police killing them?
You know, I haven't looked into the weeds. I don't know in Mississippi if most of those deaths are suicides and police killings. I'm just saying there's a clear correlation.
Well, but
when you go down from the 50 states, they've grouped them into these groups of, you know, national leaders, they call them, California, Hawaii, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, and then a segment of states that are making progress, Washington, Colorado, Oregon, Rhode Island, et cetera. And then others that are missing key laws, like Nevada, Florida, Nebraska, and then very weak systems in Alabama, Ohio, South Carolina, and then national failures like Kansas, Alaska, Kentucky, Missouri, New Hampshire, Arizona, Oklahoma, Wyoming, South Dakota, Arkansas, Montana, Idaho, Mississippi. They have high gun ownership and weak gun laws and a lot more gun deaths. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Just a correlation.
Okay, but science. You'd have to, well, no, but then you'd have to break down who was killed, how they were killed. You know, the fact is, though, is when you see your mass shootings, you don't see a lot of mass shootings in Kansas, you know, how many mass shootings in Mississippi? You know, we have very stringent gun laws in California. We've had two mass shootings in the last, you know, three or four weeks. You see, if you go to Chicago, which has very strong gun laws, it's safer for a kid to be in combat in Fallujah than it was to walk down the streets. If you look at statistics, in Chicago, Philadelphia, parts of Boston, Baltimore? Yeah, Baltimore. And, you know, Dallas, another city that has a lot of shootings there. So, again, statistically, you can say these things, but mass shootings are the result, or lots of shootings, isn't, in my opinion, it's not because they have weak gun laws. It's because they have weak systems that take care of their people.
Well,
either they don't put them in jail,
okay,
or they don't have the mental facilities.
110 people die every day with gun violence in America, and 99% of the deaths from gun violence in America are not mass shootings. So yes,
right. Right.
So it and most mass shootings happen in a public in a private home, not in a public space. So this is a disgruntled family member killing, you know, their family, and again, there are laws that reduce that. So I'm not saying it's the solution, but there are, you know, if the whole country had what California has, you know, these studies would show that gun violence would decrease. That's all. There would be people still living that don't have to die. So.
Okay.
There's that.
So the, and then, you know, I'm looking this up now, you know, breaking this down. How many are accidents? How many are suicides? How many are homicides, shooting, people shooting each other? And I'll have that after the break. Well, then,
110 a day.
110 a day. Okay.
84,000, wounded every year too by guns. So that. It's not
okay.
Just deaths, yeah.
All right.
And then
so
think of all the PTSD around that, mental health trauma.
Well, and then the but you know, how many of these people that pick up a gun to use it, you know, how many of them are just how many of them have mental problems?
Many of them, and we need to identify those. And there are laws that can help us with that.
There are laws. In fact, we have laws about that.
We do.
It is up to
California.
The gun owner to maintain the safety of their firearm and keep it locked up away from children.
Not in other states.
People with mental problems.
Right.
Felons.
Right.
And, you know, so it's against the law in California. Again, you know, we're talking, 110 deaths, a day related to guns, accidents, suicides, police shooting them, murders, things like that.
Yes.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, community oriented. It's a, it started 15 years ago. It's a local board of directors, local people running it. Matt Mosley's taking over, I think, in June, and Jeff Fink moving up to take over the board. All these are local guys and girls that work there. Like I said, four branches, one in Red Bluff, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, main branch at, the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. They've been helping people move dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine.
Good morning, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Botten. Today, Doug Craig is my guest at 7 o'clock here as we discuss, today we're discussing gun violence. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, our favorite place. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They can help you design your own special piece of jewelry or select from their jewelry of every ranging from estate jewelry to Native American to rings, watches. They've got it. And if you're looking to have a watch repaired, they've got the only watch repairman in all of Northern California right up here at Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, a well-known psychologist here in town. And even though he's not an expert on gun violence, he is an expert on people. A gun is no different than any other tool that a person uses. In my opinion. And, you know, people will go, it's not true. You know, they kill people. Well, yeah, but guns, I've got guns. And in fact, I have a, very, very, accurate pistol, semi-automatic that I took out the other day and I put in my chair and it stayed there for, I know it's hard to believe, but it stayed there for a week. Didn't kill one person, didn't wound one person, didn't go out there and beat up a person. So when people tell me that you have to restrict guns, my only thought on that is it's not the gun that takes itself to a place where there's hundreds of people and starts shooting. It's a criminal that does this. And yet the laws want to restrict me from having a gun. It wants to restrict me. I have to literally sign my name and go through a background check to buy a box of 22 ammunition. Criminals don't do this. It's a restriction on my rights to have to go through all this because I'm a law-abiding citizen. Yet I do it because I'm a law-abiding citizen. What is the real problem we're facing here?
Well, as I said, the reality is that if every state did that, that would help. There's 29 states that people can easily avoid background checks. It's not true everywhere. And so people can buy guns and then take them into cities. They can do all kinds of things in other states that they can't get away with in California. And as I've said a couple times here, you're right. You know, guns don't just kill people by themselves, but
people kill people.
But the states that have restrictive gun laws have a lot less gun violence. It's very significant.
Well,
so that's a place to start.
But more people are, when you look at the statistics, suicide is a big thing. And many gun deaths are because of suicides. And the statistics I just read you shows that the United States isn't even in the top three as far as suicides go. And
well, but there's 190 countries in the world. It's number five.
Well, that's true. But the other four, we're number five. But the other four have no guns. You know, their citizens aren't even allowed to have guns in two of those countries. And the fact, a suicide.
So they're saying they're committing suicide.
They're committing suicide.
Guns.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You've seen this, and I'm sure you've seen statistics. People will find ways to kill themselves.
Okay, but there are laws like extreme risk laws or red flag laws that allow loved ones or law enforcement to intervene by petitioning a court for an order to temporarily prevent someone in crisis from accessing guns.
And that,
I'm a psychologist.
And that law is there. Yeah.
I'm a psychologist, and if I have a suicidal client, that's one of the first things we address. All I'm saying is that's not true in most states in America. So the suicide rate could be brought down dramatically if we had, you know, just extreme risk laws in every state. You know, if we had federal law like California for the whole country, we'd save thousands of lives. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it would fix everything, but it would make a big difference.
Okay.
We're also one of the most depressed and anxious countries on earth. So you combine high gun ownership with severe mental health illness, you know, it's a toxic combination, and we need to address that as well, of course.
Well, the fact is that we look at California right now, turning criminals loose before their sentences are finished, you know, from prisons. They come back home because they've served so much time. They're released with no job, in some cases, no family support. They come back and recidivism rate is high. So the fact is that our criminal system is going downhill. We had a young man killed less than a block away from where we're standing right now by a guy who's had a history of violence, and he killed him with a knife. The fact is that he should have been in jail, and yet he wasn't. And, you know, why wasn't he in jail? Why aren't these people in jail that commit these shootings and murders? They have mugshots of everybody they arrest. I mean, so they've been, you know, they've obviously been in trouble before. And yet the mayor of Sacramento, the governor, and all this, oh, we need stricter gun laws. And, oh, those assault weapons. More people killed by fist and hammers than by rifles, according to the FBI. You know, the problem, as I say over and over again, isn't the guns. It's the people we have out there that are allowed to walk these streets, and I guess you could say, you know, that, oh, well, we have a large mentally ill population. I mean, is it approaching 50% of the country that people are mentally ill?
Well, I don't know the exact statistics. I think about 20% of Americans at some point in their life will experience a significant mental health crisis at some point in their lives. So yeah, I mean, every generation, I think, since, you know, they started keeping track of this, is more depressed and anxious than the one before. We have a very sick culture, is what we have. We don't have a nurturing society. We know how to prevent these things. You know, we have to start with children. And if we do things in our schools and help in our homes to help create a more nurturing environment, you know, we can prevent a lot of this. But the reality is that, you know, we don't care for one another in our society. We just don't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take an early break because I've got a question that I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
That has, you know, that ties into all of this.
Okay.
And I can't wait to hear what you say.
All right.
No, I really mean that.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash, where I need to take my truck. My truck looks like it's gone through a mud storm here. It's located on the corner of Market and Rico Way next to Dutch Bros. This is the best place. You're just going to drive through and get your car washed. Well, this is the place. Special soap, special wax. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. They brushless. It's clean. They have really nice people working there that wipe down your truck or car with clean towels. It's a great place. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug Craig.
When 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You didn't hear me say it talking until I said, hey, welcome back, right? You didn't hear I was describing certain things? No. Okay, good. Hey, phone lines are 605-4567. It's the 5th of April, and it is 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be hot, hot, hot later on this week. And if it's hot, hot, hot in the beginning of April, you can imagine what it's going to look like in May. I hope you've done all the clearing around your house and gotten rid of all that excess brush, all those low-hanging trees, because you may need to have done that when this summer hits. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we're talking about gun violence, and when there's violence, if there's mass shooting down in Sacramento, second one they've had in 3 weeks. The other one was a guy brought a gun in. He was seeing his kids on a controlled visitation. He was a felon. There was no reason, there was no way he should have had a gun, but he had a gun, and he killed not only the visitation officer and the kids, but himself. Horrible tragedy. And then on Sunday morning at 2 in the morning, a mass shooting down in a block from the Capitol. a block from the Capitol. One of the people killed was a homeless lady. Just out there, just got killed. And we've been talking about gun violence. Of course, everybody then wants to come after the guns instead of the root sources. But here's my question. An international audience, mainly the United States, but an international audience for the Academy Awards, for those who watch it. Will Smith, a very well-respected actor, a guy that, you know, that seems to be a good guy. You don't read negative things about him, really. I mean, I don't read negative things about him. Gets up in front of everybody, walks up on the stage, and slaps Chris Rock across the face, curses at him twice, and nothing happens. Except, and he comes back 30 minutes later to accept the Best Actor Award, he gets a standing ovation. What's going on?
Well, I can't even begin to speak on behalf of what happened there in terms of nothing happened. I mean, I'm disturbed as much as you are by that. And yet, if we address the root situation there, the root problem, it's the ability of a human being to think it's okay to be violent against another human being. And that's not unique to Will Smith. You know, that is the human mind. And again, we're extremely angry culture. You know, before the break, you were talking about how why don't we lock these people up? Well, we lock a lot of people up. 25% of human beings in prisons are in America. You know, one out of four people.
Obviously,
in the world.
Not enough.
Apparently, not enough.
Not
for you.
Enough. Well, you know what? Okay, yeah. But if you've got a violent society brought on by the society itself,
right,
that we allow gangs to run rampant in these big cities where 60 to 85% of all homicides with guns are by gang members. Cops know this. Cops know who's doing the shooting. They may not know exactly which one shot this time, but they know who it is. Right. Yet there is our society is allowing this to happen. We don't have to allow this to happen, but Will Smith is, I agree, he is a perfect indicator of also two levels of society, us and them. He can go up and slap somebody who didn't say anything horrible. He didn't say anything about Jada Pinkett Smith having an affair, you know, that became widely known. He didn't say anything like that. He said something because she has a condition that maybe he knew or didn't know, but it was a simple joke about G.I. Jane. Nothing happened to this man. And they said, well, they had to have a report. They'd have to have an assault suit put by Chris Rock. Why is that? If somebody comes up and slaps somebody in the street and a cop sees it, a cop can arrest that person. Can't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I had a client that went to jail because this person poked this person's spouse in the chest, you know, in an argument and with a finger and spent the night in jail. So, but that's not the first time that a famous person has not been held accountable. I mean, that's not unusual. You know, we have lots of politicians that have done outrageous things, and nothing's happened to them. So, you know, I hear you. I agree. That's not, you're not going to get an argument.
Well, isn't that, I know. Isn't it kind of indicative, though, of society where people can do things and there's no, I mean, in many, many, many cases, not every case, of course, there's no repercussions for this.
Well, but we've been modeling this for decades now. We, you know, it used to be that we treated each other with respect and civility, and now it's quite popular and common to hate one another. We're like we've talked in our previous shows. Our media realizes they're going to make the most money if they can get their people, their audience, to hate their neighbor. You know, not love their neighbor, but hate their neighbor, hate their cousin, hate their brother, hate their sister. That we if you tune into mass media in America, you're always being taught two things: be afraid and blame someone for being afraid. Hate this person. This is the worst person. And I think that's fueling what's happening right here in Shasta County. I think today Karen Ramstrom is going to be terminated. Not she's going to be terminated, but her contract with the county is going to be terminated for no real reason that I can see. And it's all about this feeling that my team is against another team. And so, yeah, we're hating too much when maybe we ought to try loving and caring and trying to understand and not judging. I think that would be a more effective way to run.
Do we need classes in school for this?
Yes, we do, actually.
Do we need classes in the inner city on this?
Everywhere. I mean, it's not just – I know you're focused on the cities, but as I said earlier
– Well, here in Reading we've had – Yeah, we had that guy get. I find it so tragic. A young man working at his job, and this guy that stabbed him has got a history of violence, history of being in trouble with the police, and he's out there in a homeless camp. You know, when you see things like that, and then they find another, they find a body down underneath the bridge. Natural causes. What, drugs? Froze to death? What? I'm not sure. I guess Dr. Craig, Doug, is this. I believe our Constitution protects us. And every time something like this happens and they, you know, gang members shoot a number of people for whatever reason, it's not, I don't see anything happening to trying to alleviate that. The only thing I see is a bunch of knee-jerk jerks wanting to take away your right to own a firearm. Because,
but see, I think that's an exaggeration. Earlier, all I said was in the state of California.
Not you. I'm talking about the politicians.
No, I know you. Yeah. I know you. I'm not taking it personal. I'm not. I'm saying, though, that I don't see that people, you know, when you say that, I think that just inflames people because if you're a gun owner, you probably are afraid that's going to happen. I just can't imagine that will ever happen. It won't. It will not happen. Our nation loves guns too much, and any politician that's ever tried even remotely to what you said has failed. Even in the state of California with the number one gun laws in the country, you have guns. Anybody that wants guns that legally can have them has them.
State of California is restricting the types of guns, restricting the makes of guns.
You don't. It isn't. Yeah, but nobody's coming to get your guns. You have guns, right?
I have guns
right
now.
People have guns. No one's coming to get our guns. So I just think it's a red herring.
Well, you're looking and I look down the line here. I asked somebody the other day, and I said, the government has become oppressive in many ways. You know, taxes and all these different things they want you to do. And he says, I don't agree with that. I said, really? If your grandfather was alive and you asked him if the government was more oppressive now than it was when he was, when he was a young man, what would he say? And he looked at me and he goes, he'd say it was much more oppressive. There's my answer, is looking at something today and then putting it out 50 years.
Well, here's another side of that. You know, I agree that there are some things about societies and governments that can be oppressive, but let's just look at the pandemic. The government, when Donald Trump was president, was able to come up with a vaccine that is super effective, and it should be in our rearview mirror now.
Should be.
You know, so the government said, here's a vaccine. If you all get vaccinated, it'll be over, and it would be. And now 90% of the people dying are the unvaccinated. Now, that's not oppressive. No one's being forced
that's
to get
their
vaccines.
Choice.
That's
their right.
choice.
That's their
so,
choice.
So I think in many ways government is a double-edged or twin-edged sword, whatever that goes.
Double-edged sword. No, it is. It cuts both ways.
Yeah. So,
but then people who lost their businesses because they were shut down because of you can't have people gathering. You had to have so many procedures you had to have. All this, and I'm not talking here in Shasta County. I'm talking down in L.A. and other places.
Well, again, if everybody got vaccinated, that wouldn't have happened either, right? I mean, businesses wouldn't have had to shut down if everybody that could get vaccinated did. We wouldn't have had these spikes that keep coming back and keep. And
well, it's coming back again.
And it's going to come back again and again and again.
So it's endemic.
There's all these bodies that are host to the virus and spread it around. So, yeah, I bet we're getting close to the end.
I bet we're finished, in fact. Dr. Doug Craig, thank you.
Thank
you know,
Carl.
You jumped in here on kind of a short notice about the subject, but yeah. It's in the news.
Right.
And I think it's important that, you know, the one thing that we took from this is that the people doing the shooting, there's something wrong here. I'm talking about the ones and criminals and all this. But I thoroughly agree with you on your statement that the media seems to have a vested interest in making us pick sides and then making us dislike the other side. And we as a nation, we as Americans have to get past that.
And I refuse to hate.
Yeah. I mean,
I encourage all of us.
I can think of no one I hate.
Right.
Let me think for a little bit. I can't think of anybody I hate because I know what hate does to you because I've hated before.
Yes.
And I know what hate can do to you.
And we can heal our community here. We can. You can. I can. We all can by working together and refusing to feed into the hatred and the lunacy that has captured so many minds locally here.
Well, we can disagree on that, too. Okay. Have a great day. All right. I thought I had a guest coming in at 8 o'clock, but maybe I don't. So we can talk about, we'll have open line at 8 o'clock, right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A dozen others. On Wall Street right now, stocks in negative territory with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 5 points. NASDAQ is off 189. The S&P 17 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
The House approves a bill that would limit the cost of insulin to $35 a month for Americans with health insurance.
The Affordable Insulin Now Act was approved by a vote of 232 to 193, with 12 Republicans joining Democrats in voting for the bill. According to the Kaiser Foundation, if the bill is signed into law, about 1 in 5 Americans who have large employer coverage and are taking insulin would save money. The cost of insulin for patients with insurance ranges from $334 a month to $1,000 a month. Republicans in Congress have generally opposed the insulin bill because it could raise insurance premiums for consumers and costs for insurers. The bill now moves to the Senate, where it will need Republican support to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Jury selection in the deadliest U.S. mass shooting ever to go to trial has begun. A judge, prosecutors, defense attorneys have started screening the first candidates for the 12-member panel. We'll decide if Nicholas Cruz is executed or gets life in prison. Cruz has pleaded guilty to the murders of 17 people in Parkland, Florida, 2018. Townhall.com. Maryland lawmakers vote to put the legalization of recreational marijuana on the November ballot.
After voting 94-39 for the constitutional amendment, the Maryland House also gave final approval last week to a separate measure that takes steps to implement recreational marijuana if voters approve. However, it leaves matters of licensing and taxes until next year. The constitutional amendment does not require approval from Republican Governor Larry Hogan. The amendment defines that recreational marijuana would not be legal until July 2023 for people 21 and over. Rhonda Rockster reports.
A huge comeback giving Kansas a national title in men's college basketball. The Jayhawks bring their fourth NCAA title back to Allen Fieldhouse thanks to a second-half flurry that erased a 16-point deficit, eventually overcoming North Carolina 72-69. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. And then after us is Armstrong and Getty for a chuckle. And things they say. Sometimes they say things. Then I'm driving along, and I'm thinking, I got to write this down. They find things that are so strange. And then, of course, Dave Ramsey at noon, second highest rated show in America. Why? He gets people out of debt. And if anybody needs that now, it's America. And then Mark Levin with his usual calm, his calm show where he doesn't get excited. Constitutional lawyer. Then we have our local shows from 6 to 7. Then on weekends, a lot of local shows and hunting shows and shooting shows and political shows and psychology shows. We try to do it all here at Free Fire Radio, your local radio station. So it's 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. They've been rated number one in so many different areas. Why not? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today's the 5th of April. Today's payday. Is that right?
It is.
Whoa.
If you turned in your timesheet.
Yeah, if you turned in your timesheet. If you didn't turn in your timesheet, you're just going to have to wait another day. Not my problem. Good morning, everybody. The 5th of April, 2022, and Jared's here. Hey, this is National Gold Star Spouses Day, Recognition Day. That's right, recognizing those families, the wives or husbands of those military who gave their life in combat. Our heart goes out to those people. So many of them. Maybe it'll be a lot less here in the next decade. Let's hope. Jared, what's the weather look like?
Currently 48 degrees. Today is going to be sunny. Actually, it's just going to be sunny all week. With a high of 73, a low of 51. Wednesday, a high of 90, a low of 56. On Thursday, a high of 94, low of 58. Friday, 91, low of 52. Saturday, a high of 78, a low around 45. Sunday, high of 71, low 42. And on Monday, it looks like we have a slight chance of rain with a high around 66.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Outstanding customer service, of course. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, I screwed up my days. I know it's hard to believe. Eric Jensen is going to be on. I believe it's this Thursday. And I've got to reaffirm that. And for some reason, I've had, you know, because we've talked like four or five times and we weren't sure, I had his name written down today. So that was my fault. So now we've got open line, 605-4567. Going back to our last hour of discussion, after this horrible, horrible shooting down in Sacramento, where 6 killed, 12, 13 wounded, 2 have been arrested. It looked like one of them in Arizona, but I'm not sure from the photos. And his brother, one of the ones that was shot, was still in the hospital, arrested. The fact is, you know, and then of course our knee-jerk politicians are saying, oh, it's guns. Well, they say it's guns because they have the ability to crack down on criminals, to keep criminals in jail. The laws are there. A criminal cannot buy a gun. So the one gun they found had been stolen, been reported stolen. So you have that. So when you get into it, and you know, are we a violent nation? I'm not sure that. Well, the United States was founded on violence. It was a revolution. The Constitution looked at what was going on in the world and said the Second Amendment, citizens of this country shall have the right to own and bear arms. It didn't say what kind of arms. It didn't say the fact that, because this one shoots faster than the other one, you can't have that one. Oh, and then the politicians started restricting it. Are all the restrictions wrong or bad? No. Should a person that's mentally unstable have access to a gun or be sold a gun? No. Should a felon, a criminal, be sold a gun? No. But a law-abiding, mentally competent American should be able to buy a firearm and keep that firearm, as many firearms as they want, 1,000, if that's what they want. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I listened to your last segment when Mr. Craig was on, and I'd like to have a minute to kind of say what I believe.
Sure, it's so, open line.
Okay, so anyway, you know, they keep stepping on us, taking our gun rights away. And they don't want us to have guns. It's an obvious fact. And because, by the way, they keep the laws they keep passing. Okay, if we can't, they want to take them away. So, look what happened to Australia. They had to register their weapons so they knew where they were at. So they took them away. And the same thing happened with the Nazis in the Second World War. They knew where those weapons were at. They came out and they took them away from the people. Look what happened to 60 million Jews. They went to the gas chambers. And now they want to, they're trying to take our gun rights away, and they want us to register our weapons, all because we do not have a constitutional sheriff in our town. We haven't had them. And we have to register our guns. When we have a CCW, a Second World War veteran explained it to me a long time ago, that if we have, we have to pay for our right to have a CCW. He said, no, why do we have to pay for that in dollar bills? It's already been paid for once in blood, starting with our founding fathers. So this is where I'm coming from. I don't see why we should have to pay for our rights, and it should be, the Constitution says, the God-given Constitution says we have the right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. When I asked the district attorney, when I asked the sheriff, explain the word infringed, they either cannot or they will not do it. So this is what, and we had a little meeting the other day with down in Sacramento, out by Marysville, and the constitutional sheriff was there, and our sheriff was there. So now I'm wondering, now that he's seen that, will he become a constitutional sheriff? So, this is, anyhow.
Well, what's a constitutional sheriff in your definition?
In my opinion, my definition, you will go by what the Constitution says, our God-given rights, and you go by what the Constitution says. He took the oath of office, the same oath of office that you and I as veterans took, and he said, as to let us keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed.
Well, does that mean everybody?
What's that?
That doesn't mean everybody, though.
It means law-abiding citizens should
right.
be able to
okay.
carry a gun.
There we
gun,
go.
Either open or concealed. That's the way I see it.
Should there be training for people who are going to carry guns?
What's that again?
Should there be training for people that are going to carry guns?
Yeah, I think so, because I was a sailor aboard a ship, and we didn't get the same training. We got it in boot camp. Then after we left boot camp, we didn't get to shoot. The only ones that get to shoot or get the other training are the Navy SEALs and the
the shore
land
patrol.
Sailors.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I didn't. So now that when after I got out, I went to the militia, and I got a lot of training from a lot of young guys that had just come back from Fallujah, names I can't even pronounce. And they showed me how to do things. And there's another guy that who's a a former Marine. You're never an ex-Marine, that's what I understand. So anyhow, he said, this is how you carry a gun if you're in downtown Baghdad or something. And when you went on his range, you had it in your holster, locked and loaded. There was a bullet in the chamber.
Well,
and,
yeah, there's no reason to carry a gun unless it's loaded.
What's that?
There's no reason to carry a gun unless it's loaded, unless you're going to use it for a club. Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with all that. I'm agreeing with all of that. But here's what I'm saying is, a lot of people are saying, and there's states that do this. You don't have to have any training to carry openly, and you don't have to, you don't have to register, you don't have to do anything, even carry concealed. There are some states like that, constitutional carry. However, after being in the military, as I have, and training so many people in the use of firearms since moving to California, I find it just a little disconcerting to think that people can just slap on a gun and carry it out there, without any training. I just find that a little, scary, even though I know you can say, hey, well, that's my right, okay. But do you know how to even reload the firearm? Do you know how to aim? Are you aware of keeping your finger off the trigger while you're pulling that gun out? How about the your target or your intended? If you're being you're going to use it, but what about the people all around them? Are you trained to hit it? Center of mass. See, I look at it like that. On the other hand, I'm just like you. I think that I shouldn't be infringed. I should be able to have, if I want, a semi-automatic weapon and with a 30-round magazine because I'm not going to use it on the street illegally. I keep my guns locked up. I keep all my guns locked up. And when I get ready to teach a class like I am today, they're sitting in there on my desk. I don't leave them in the truck. I don't leave them in there locked up. No, because people can break into my truck. So they come in with me. I'm kind of torn on this, that I think that people should have the right. But I also think that there should be a class they go to at least understand how to use that firearm correctly.
Okay. I got one more thing to say, if I could.
Sure. I'm going over, but that's okay.
Okay. But anyhow, I talked to some Navy SEALs, and when they go into somewhere, you said it, their finger is not on that trigger. So that's their safety. So that's why, and they have something in the, they're locked and loaded. There's something in the chamber. And another thing, Mr. Craig, I think, excuse me, another thing Mr. Craig talked about.
Dr. Craig.
Or other people have talked about, we shouldn't have, all we can have is like your grandfather's deer rifle. Maybe it's a lever action 30-30. If something ever happens, if mud hits the fan, I want to be able to have an AK-47 or an NRA or 15 or something. I want the same kind of weapon in my hands that's coming at me. And they're letting so doggone many people in the country now, illegal aliens. As far as I'm concerned, there's a standing army here in the United States. They're just waiting to be unleashed. And some of those people call us the Great Satan. So they'd like to take us down. So, anyhow, that's kind of the way I see things.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your
phone call. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. And with all this stuff that's going on, inflation and stock market going up and down, do you need a second opinion on your retirement plan or your 401k? Give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Doesn't get better than that. She's got experts that will help you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Oh, Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Redding Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Redding Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. We're on from 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning here on the 5th of April. 47 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting a treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He answers his own phone. You know, work injuries can be life-changing. A plethora of attorneys. You need somebody that's going to fight for you that understands the work comp laws, and Patrick Gorman really understands the work comp laws. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Okay, tomorrow night, of course, is the forum for the first district Board of Supervisors candidates. We will be broadcasting that show starting, I think, at 5:30 or 6, I will check that to make sure. And we'll be on, I think it goes from 5:30 to 7. So we'll be on the air, and Jared is going to be running the boards here. Thank you very much, Jared.
Oh, you're very welcome, Carl.
I know, and for people that love the Nigel and James show, they're going to be off this week, and but they'll be back next week. I love their show, Nigel Skeet and James Masada. And they talk about so many things. They have candidates on their show, plus a number of other people. But they'll be back next week. Other things going on. Dr. Karen Ramstrom, in fact, when they start at 9 o'clock, they're going to be discussing whether she is nothing's to happen. Is there some kind of discipline here, or does she still have a job? That'll be today starting at 9 o'clock. The Board of Supervisors is looking at a variety of people there. I think the council, Ruben Cruz, and the CEO, performance review. You know, in fact, you know, I think every department head there should have a performance review, much like we do in the military every 6 months. And if something's going on, yes?
Oh, I just wanted to say, just had a caller that said that the doors open tomorrow at 4:30, and then it starts at 5.
Okay, it starts at 5. So we'll be doors open at 4:30, starts at 5, and I think it goes for 2 hours, 5 to 7. That's what it is. Thank you. I didn't have it right here in front of me. But going back to the Board of Supervisors today, so we'll find out today if anything is going to happen to Dr. Ramstrom, other departments there. But like I was saying, every department there should have a review about every 6 months, at least by Matthew Pontus. And maybe he does this. Maybe he already does this. Or I mean, an official review where they sit down, you wave, as we said, you wave the red flag in front of them, of the person you're talking to, and you give them your your observations. You let them give their observations, and if some things need to be worked on, you discuss that. The best ways of doing that as a leader, you need to do these things. You want to have strong leaders that can take over in case something happens to you. You know, probably at some point, their deputy, maybe once a year, should be set down by somebody up in the chain of command, either the department head, and the same things happen, so that everybody knows where they stand. When you're taking taxpayer money, you want to have the biggest bang for your buck in there. Are they all doing a great job? You know, maybe they are. Do some need some counseling? I'm sure there's some that probably do. The question is that are you giving them the time to make adjustments? Well, that's kind of a big thing. This is way we think, you know, this is what I disagree with you doing your job. I think your job should be, you know, under what's being written here, should be done like this. What do you think? And then go up back and forth. And then, if there are places that are wanting or time, a job performance or some of the things being done in or wanting, you give them a chance to fix that. And then if it's not fixed, then you make that decision. You relieve them, bring somebody else in, whatever. Now I'm just going like for the military. This is where, you know, you observe them and maybe observe them even closer to look at what happens and what they're doing. And then you move on from there. Okay. But there's going to be some big decisions coming out of the Board of Supervisors. April is going to be a busy month as far as having as many of the candidates on as possible. Some of the candidates I just found out about, that they've dropped the papers for their district, especially in the 5th district. Looks like there's 5 people running there, 3 in the 1st district, 5 in the 5th. We have 2 people running for sheriff. We have people running for county clerk. We have 2 people running for DA, what else? Two people running for the Chester County Office of Education. And again, we're going to try and get everybody in and have them in here for an hour. And frankly, it's, you know, it's time to hear some solutions, you know, of the homelessness, of the crime. Should we make it so that, okay, yeah, let's hire another three or four police. We've hired this, we've hired 10. Well, let's hire two or three more, and their whole job is to move along the streets here in with a vehicle, and you see people parked in front of somebody's business sleeping there. You get them up, put them in the vehicle, take them down to the Jonathan Anderson and in his organization down there, the rescue mission. And the they're taken down, they're taken off the street, they're taken down there, but you get them away from people's businesses. If you see them parked on the street sleeping, you pick them up and you take them down to the Good News Rescue Mission. You don't just leave them on the street letting them do that, shoot up or whatever. That's one solution. I'd like, you know, and you say, well, we don't have enough police. Well, hire, make a new division that says, I don't know. I don't even know what you call it, except it's, you know, cleaning up the streets. But you get people off the streets that are laying there, that use our streets, our doorways, our bathrooms, and you move them from there. And you take them down to the Good News Rescue Mission. They have room down there. So you take them down there. Let them get cleaned up. Let them spend a couple of nights there sleeping, getting food. Yeah. But at least you get them off in front, out of in front of your business. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've already talked about the Reading Chamber of Commerce. How about thinking about purchasing an electric car? Let's go there next about electric cars and that. But if you are thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 8:31 in the morning, it's 48 degrees here on the 5th of April.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:36 in the morning here on the 5th of April, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a sunny day. It's what, going up to the high 70s today? Low 80s.
73, sorry.
I'm sorry, I caught you when you were sipping coffee there. I wait until I see that you're not ready, by the way. Have you ever noticed that? I wait.
Seems like it.
Yeah, you're always ready to get me back on the air, which sometimes is a mistake. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. That's the motto at River Commons Senior Living. Why? Well, it's got great living accommodations. You're downtown. You're close to Turtle Bay. They have transportation if you want it. Gourmet chef. All your meals are taken care of. You don't have to worry about the, is there toilet paper out there? Is there tuna fish or whatever? You've got everything you need right there at River Commons Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981 to arrange a tour. Go down, have lunch, see how good it is there. Find out why it's Northern California's premier retirement community. Did I say it was pet friendly? It is. Electric cars. Okay. A few days ago I put on Facebook something that I saw. That, you know, when we talk electric cars or electric trucks or any of these, we know that the batteries in the cars that make them run are not energy producers. They just store energy. 40% of the energy in this country comes from coal. So when you're charging your car, the amount of energy it takes is produced by coal, natural gas, petroleum, you know, a small percentage by other types of energy, the self-sustaining energy, the, solar or wind and this. But the vast majority of it comes from the ground. To put the power in the battery so you can drive down the road. I just saw where Ford is with their new electric truck. And, they're saying you can, if you get the XL, you get so many miles, 300 miles. To a charge and all that. But they've also got something they just patented so that it's located in the truck that lets you charge your battery from something inside the truck. It wasn't clear what that was. So I'm thinking, is it like a little mini generator that's built into it? We're going to have to look that up. And that would charge your battery if you're out someplace. And the thing about trucks is, people say, well, you don't need a truck. Well, yeah, you do if you like to camp, if you're hauling horses or livestock or things like this, trucks come in awfully handy. It'd be interesting to see what kind of mileage it gets then if you're hauling two horses behind you. But then let's go into the batteries themselves. You know, they're made up of, you know, lithium and aluminum and cobalt, all these things that come from the ground. And it takes something like 500 tons of earth to be moved to get some of these minerals that go into these batteries. So you have an environmental problem right there. So, and then at the end, what do you do with these batteries afterwards? Are they recyclable? Or do they just end up somehow in a landfill? Or do they recycle them? These are all questions you need to ask yourself before you get that. You know, am I willing to feel good about driving an electric car when I know that so much of the energy it takes to do these cars comes from the ground, when how you make this car comes from the ground for the batteries itself? How does that offset the environmental, you know, in the environment of emissions? Is it worse? Better? The other thing, too, is, you know, when I'm stopping by, I see at places, I see more charging stations. And I just assume, because I've seen that in laws, that they're going to spend millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars, probably be billions, because why spend a million when you can spend a billion with our government, to build all these charging stations across the United States, because everybody's seen the horror shows of the, 20 cars lined up to charge their cars because there's not enough of them on the freeways. I'd have seen more. And you know what? I have, all the ones I have seen, the charging stations, I have never seen, I take it back, I saw it once. I've only seen one car at a charging station. Well, that could change, especially when they're making stupid laws that you have to have, can only sell electric cars by a certain day. It's like we're going to have everything solved by 2030. Will we? I'm not sure. But these are things that it sounds so good on the surface, but as soon as you go underneath it, you look at, well, this is going to have a horrendous impact. And speaking of fuel and carbon that comes from the ground, we are sitting literally in California on a sea of oil, and yet we don't pump oil. We import it all from other parts of this country and from other countries. Up until just a couple weeks ago, 500,000 barrels from a day from Russia. And Ukraine is another subject we'll get onto in the next segment. But we're sitting on this oil. Why aren't, and then, you know, President Biden is going to other countries, including Venezuela and Iran, to get oil when we're sitting on it. We just have to drill it. We just have to get permission to go out and drill on these leases. And people say, well, you know, they have leases they can drill on. Well, not all those leases are good. Or once they do the exploration, they find out it's not got enough oil to make it worth it. So, you know, why aren't we as a nation, whether you like Trump or not, I don't care if you like Trump or not, but he, at once, we were a net energy non-dependent country. We were sending out oil, which we still do, but we had enough to take care of all of our needs here. When are we going to learn as a nation we have to start taking care of ourselves and stop relying on other nations? Your pharmaceuticals that come in from China, you think China's our friend? No, they're not our friend. They want what we have. And the way you get what your other countries have is you weaken that country enough until you can take them over peacefully, hopefully. If not, by and through war. But our pharmaceuticals, 75% of our pharmaceuticals come from China. Why aren't we making them here? Well, try to find something that's not made in China. And maybe we should start buying things that are made in America. Oh, they're more expensive. Yeah, maybe they are, but they probably are better and they last a lot longer. This portion of the show brought to you by a Made in America group, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. There's no better place to get a haircut. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call. Oh, I just had that, 244-9478. But it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Lucky Miller's. Great place to have lunch. Right downtown in the Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
The role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff. It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 24th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $10 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. Bring the whole family and find your moment at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Tomorrow we'll have Radiant Police Department join us. I'm going to give them my ideas of how to handle things, and they will tell me why I'm wrong. But I just thought I'd bring that up. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab. Physical, I'll be okay in a second here. Pro Rehab, physical therapy and sports performance. If you suffered from a strain or sprain or just older, being older, Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Yeah, they're located in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. You can give them a call at 533-5030 to set up an appointment. Tell them what's going on so they can help you. If you've had an injury, they can, you know, can strengthen those areas and get you back into shape. Or if it's just, like I said, you're getting older, but you're looking for ways to keep yourself in the mix. That's Pro Rehab, physical therapy, and sports performance. What's Title 42? Title 42 was used by President Trump to keep people out because of COVID. Under President Trump, this was an ability to rapidly expel thousands of migrants without giving them a chance to apply for asylum because they haven't gone through the, you know, we're forcing our people into doing these things. Why shouldn't we have people coming across the border illegally? Why shouldn't they go through all this? And that process was known as Title 42. And it held up in court. And despite a chorus of criticism, the administration is defending the Title 42. They defend it in court. Now, under the new portion of it, you've got President Biden just did away with Title 42. And this could cause a huge influx of illegals into our country. And Mayorkas, who is the border chief, is directing that economic migrants, do you get that? Not ones from asylum or anything, just economic migrants, get every opportunity to stay once that barrier is removed, regardless of any damage it may do to our country. You've got Democrats along the border saying, don't do this. Do not do away with Title 42. It's helping us try to control this border. It's crazy as it is. And under the Secretary of what he says is the purpose of this plan is to prescribe a proactive approach that humanely prevents and responds to surges in irregular migration. Irregular. I love it. Not illegal, but irregular. This will be done ensuring the migrants can apply for any form of relief or protection for which they may be eligible, including asylum, withholding of removal, and protection from removal under the regulations implementing U.S. obligations. Under the Convention Against Torture, Mayorkas minimizes the detention and deportation of migrants, even though federal law generally denies the entry of foreign workers and economic migrants into America's homeland. Now, elections are coming up, my friends. One of the questions I will ask as people are running for office here for the state or the national one, in this case Congress, is what is your opinion of Title 42? Should it remain? Should we have open borders? There are recorded instances, many, many, many of these, where people, as they're coming across the border, they're put on buses, they're put on planes, and they're flown into the interior of the United States. If they, and they're given a date to show up in court, how many of them show up in court? Probably, a percentage of them do, 20, 30%, 40%. What if it's even 50%? How about the 50% that don't show up? They're just here now. And again, you know, we have the Ukraine going on. I just talked to one of our Ukrainian friends this morning. We've got some more phone calls coming in, if possible, from Ukraine to talk about what's happening. It appears that Putin's backing off Kyiv, but they're going into some of these smaller cities and finding dead people laying in the street with their hands tied behind them. He's going to maybe, it appears that he may be moving to the east to concentrate on that, taking those two provinces. Is he going to maintain his control of a lot of the seaports and just take a slice out of the Ukraine? Is that what he wants? So he has a Black Sea port. He gets those two other provinces that say they don't want to be a part of Ukraine. They seceded from the Ukraine. There's so many things going that way. But here's what we have. You know, that was an armed takeover of Ukraine. We have millions of people coming through here without going through the process, and it seems to be okay. And the anger of this from people that live along the border and are affected by this, that their ranches are being destroyed, they're finding criminals coming across, they're finding people packed like sardines into vans, trucks, anything they can do to put people in there, charge them a gross amount of money from the drug cartels, and then bring them across the border and dump them off. Yet we don't, as a country under President Biden, seem to have any type of strategy for this. So you have to ask those people that are running for office, do you agree with this? Do you think that we should have a border that should be guarded? Do you think that we should have the ability to keep people from coming into this country illegally? If you want to revamp the immigration system, then do it. But don't do that until you control the borders. We can control the borders. That's the thing. Are we ever going to stop everybody coming across? No, of course not. But you can push it down to a trickle. Are they going to leave from Venezuela or someplace in Central America if they know they can't get across the border? Apply. Biden even reintroduced the program that Trump had on keeping people in Mexico and letting them apply for asylum, apply for entry into the United States there. We don't, it's restarted. It's not as strong as it was. But, because the Biden administration saw where, that kind of makes sense there. But they're allowing our border to be open. Anything anybody says, they just move them in. Well, what's that do? What's that do when you have, what happens if you have 200 children into a school system in a smaller area? What's that do to the schools, or 100 kids, or 50 kids that don't speak English? You've got to, you have to, by law, let them into schools, and you educate them. Well, you've got to start a English as a second language classes. Are the schools set up for that? Instead of having just a process where we can assimilate people in, instead of just opening the borders and letting anybody through by the millions, more people coming through under President Biden in a year than has ever been seen before, ever been seen before. What is the plan? He did put Vice President Harris in charge of this. She was the czar of the border. And you saw how that worked. I'm not even sure she still has a staff left. They seem to be leaving in droves. It worries me. It worries me for the future that I know we as a nation, the government, the federal government's got a few jobs. They've taken on thousands of others. But the two things they should be doing is protect the borders and fix the infrastructure. And it's taken us years to get a bill through to take care of infrastructure, and there's so many things in it, you're not sure how much of the infrastructure is going to be taken care of, or is it going to go to a preschool? I'm not sure what that has to do with infrastructure. But we could guard the border. We have the technology. It doesn't take a million troops along there. But it takes a will to guard the border. We do not have that will anymore under this administration. So, Like I said, RPD will be with us. And now I'm really thinking that Eric Jensen, candidate for DA, will be with us Thursday. I will check one more time today. We're going to talk about law on Friday, different laws that deal with what's going on here. I want everybody to have a good day. You know, it's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be hotter later on this week. Start thinking about your dogs and kids. Do not leave them in the cars anymore. They will not be the same when you come back 15 or 20 minutes later. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.